We've been around long enough that we can see, one generation of geezers out there. They totally love us. They remember us from back in the day, 94, 95. And then we see another generation, the younger kids, maybe even the geezers' kids. These are just little kids, and they know all the words, too. So it's definitely turning into a multi-generational phenomenon. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Weezer Day by Day. Day 7, about their 7th studio album, Ratitude, came out in 2009. Their final album for Geffen or DGC or Interscope, I guess all those companies were under the same umbrella by this point. The title of the album was suggested to Rivers by The Office actor Rainn Wilson.
I recently spent some time with Rain on the set of The Office for a profile we're doing for Nightline, and in his trailer, he told me the current Ratitude controversy is preposterous.
If the Weezer just came out and their new album's called Ratitude, people would be like, oh yeah, that sounds like a new Weezer album, cool, you know? But it's like, if you had heard that I had named, you know, let's say, John Stamos named Nirvana's new album Nevermind, people would be like, oh, that's a stupid name. You know what I mean? Or like Tom Selleck named the new Stones album Goat's Head Soup. It's like, oh, that's a stupid name.
And the album's cover artwork is a photo of a dog named Sydney that was originally published in August 2009 in National Geographic. The recording sessions for Ratitude started in November of 2008, right after they got off tour for the previous album. And they worked on this album until January of 2009, so just a few months. Produced by Jackknife Lee, recorded in Malibu, Santa Monica, and Los Angeles. And many of the songs on this album are collaborations with other professional songwriters or song doctors or whatever. And to me, that's a big problem because all I want from Weezer is Rivers Cuomo to write the fucking songs. But he's got a bunch of help on this one, and let's see how that works out. Ratitude kicks off with a song called If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To. And this was co-written with Butch Walker. And yeah, I don't know why Rivers needs any help. And I like Rivers Cuomo songs way more than I like Butch Walker songs. Why do I want somebody far less talented to help somebody that's way more talented? I mean, yes, that last album and Make Believe, pretty much, they're kind of a disaster. But, you know, Rivers has proven how great he is or what he's capable of. And Butch Walker has proven that he's just goes with the trends. He just follows the trends. You know, that's not what Rivers Cuomo... I would never think Rivers Cuomo would be a trend follower. Butch Walker has always been a trend follower, just trying to write something commercial in that moment, whatever moment he's in. That's my opinion. I don't get what's so great about Butch Walker. I don't really like anything. I mean, Marvelous 3 had some all right songs, but Marvelous 3 was pathetic because they were a band. They were a really bad hair metal band called South Gang. They just dumped their singer, and it's the other three guys. It's just South Gang, and now that, and then they're like, oh, we're an alternative modern rock band. I mean, it was pathetic. So this song, If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To, the verse is terrible, the chorus is lame, the song sucks, and it's got nothing to do with fucking Weezer. Right there next to me, then I say, go! All right, track two on the album is called I'm Your Daddy, co-written by Rivers Cuomo and Dr. Luke. And honestly, I don't even want to know who the fuck Dr. Luke is. I mean, I've heard the name, but I didn't even look into it because I couldn't care less who Dr. Luke is. This song is okay, actually, this song is better than anything on the Red album, but that's a low bar. The verse isn't great, but I do like the chorus. The chorus of this song is catchy enough. Track 3 on the album, Butch Walker again. Butch Walker and Rivers wrote this called The Girl Got Hot. A quote from Rivers, he says he wrote this after he went to his high school reunion and there was a woman there that was just stunningly beautiful. Quote, and I was scratching my head trying to figure out, wait, I don't remember her. Who is this? And then I remembered her as this girl that no one even noticed back in high school. And just over the years, she had totally blossomed. Oh my god, this song is so lame, just dumb as shit. Just a pile of putrid shit. Track 4, Can't Stop Partying, co-written by Rivers and Jermaine Dupri. Once again, I know the name. Who gives a fuck who Jermaine Dupri is? I certainly don't. I guess he wrote the lyrics and gave them to Cuomo. Lil Wayne is on this song? You know, I couldn't even make it through this piece of shit. And is a song called Can't Stop Partying gonna be any good unless it's by Andrew WK? Otherwise, that's not gonna be a good song. Track 5, Put Me Back Together. So this is co-written by Rivers Cuomo and a couple guys from All American Rejects. Who thought Rivers needed help with the songwriting? I mean, this is just pitifully generic. Who wants that? I guess you would think the record label might want that. But, I mean, this isn't a horrible song. I actually liked the first song that All American Rejects ever came out with. I think it was called Swing Swing. I don't know if I really ever liked anything else by them, but I did like their first single. So those guys aren't as bad as fucking Butch, I guess. Back together. My hairdo isn't cool, and my lips are lined with drool. I'm a mess since you left. Cold outside. Is there someone there tonight? It's cold outside. Would you let me come inside and make it right? Here, it's clear that I'm not getting better. When I fall down, you put me back together.
Hey Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Trippin' Down the Freeway, co-written by Rivers Cuomo and Jackknife Lee. Once again, bland, boring, not horrible, but what is the point? Track 7 is called Love is the Answer. Once again, written by Rivers and the producer, Jackknife Lee. My notes, what the fuck? Rivers needed to write a Bollywood song? Track 8, Let It All Hang Out, written by Rivers Cuomo, Jermaine Dupri, and Jackknife Lee. I did notice in my notes that I did notice something about Jermaine Dupri is he's the guy who discovered Criss Cross. So I guess that was his big claim to fame, as he saw those kids in a mall and said, oh, we can make up some shitty song and make some money off these kids. The fact that this is the best song on the album so far is so depressing, because this is really nothing special, but it actually sounds like a Weezer song, kind of. I guess it started as a demo that Rivers recorded back in 1999. So I can say that I kind of like this, but like at a bare minimum of liking. Track 9, In the Mall. This is written by drummer Patrick Wilson and the producer Jackknife Lee. It's not horrible, but it's pretty damn pointless. Alright, last song on the album, I Don't Want to Let You Go by Rivers and Jackknife Lee. This song might have been good if it was recorded like an early Weezer song with the loud, distorted guitars, but what we get here with this production is just pretty fucking lame. And just overall, you know, this album just sucks shit, and how is this a Weezer album? I don't know. Why do we need all these other people? Why isn't Rivers just writing the songs? That's what Weezer was Rivers. You know, the vast majority of what Weezer was Rivers Cuomo writing the songs. That's, you bring in all these fucking outside songwriters, it's insane. I mean, we saw this happen a lot in the 80s, but at this point, this album is just a depressing fucking blah piece of shit that never should have happened. Let's hope the next album is better. We will find out tomorrow when we talk about Hurley. Still, I have to fight.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.